Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Insane again.
Meow.
Wow, that was convincing.
I'm pretty practiced.
Again.
Welcome to Everybody Wants to Be Cat.
Particularly Zan and Dom.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right, stop that right meow. This is the show where we talk about cats and also talk like cats because we're kind of crazy, I guess.
Well, all the best cat people are crazy, right? That's what popular culture has led me to believe.
Yep.
If you like cats, you're going to be alone and crazy.
Yay.
And sometimes a superhero and slash villain. And maybe anti-hero.
And you, dear listener, like cats enough that you're listening to this podcast, so I've got bad news.
Maybe you're not yet crazy, but we soon will be.
Because we're going to drive you crazy.
Yeah, good. I'm glad we went here.
Everybody wants to be a cat. It's a fun time podcast about cats. I'm Dom.
I'm Zane, and Jess isn't here this week. She is still on holiday.
Ugh, can you believe her? Yeah, it's fully reasonable. I'm
sorry. I mean, I can believe her, and because I'm like just inundated with her Instagram.
Yeah. She's probably filming an Instagram story right now.
Yeah, probably. I just got a notification.
Oh boy. All right, this week we have the usual stuff, which is news stories about cats and alternate thing about cats that Zane has.
I have a profile on a cat book / character.
I'm so excited to find
out. I do lean heavily on the mythological / literature side of the cat fandom. I love cats, don't get me wrong. Mm. But cat news can sometimes be depressing.
Sometimes?
Sometimes. Mm. Most of the time.
So you've got to find alternatives.
Yeah, we curate the stories that we share on the podcast because there are a group of people that aren't cat people and then there is a smaller...
Wolf and Papa podcast.
Well, no, see, they are also cat people, but there is also another smaller, more vicious...
Let's not get too far into this, to be honest.
that hate cats, and they are the worst people.
Do we call them people?
No, we call them monsters.
Yeah.
They are monsters.
Right.
Each and every one.
And we'll also have our usual Instacat of the Week and Best Friends, Felines Cat of the Week.
We sure do. We've got an adult this week.
Yeah, as you can tell, we don't edit this podcast. Because that's still in there.
Well, I like to let the listeners know exactly what happens in studio.
And also you don't like editing too much.
I don't like editing too much because it's a lot of work.
It is. I'm aware of how much work audio editing is.
Okay, so do you want me to go first or do you want you to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right. News flash. Kitten trapped inside wall rescued by firefighters and given genius new name. I think we'll be judged of whether it's genius or not. But
you're hyping that up a bit.
Yeah, all right, all right. Kittens love to explore and squeeze themselves into the tiniest of hiding places.
This is true.
But one mini Moggy needed the help of firefighters after getting herself stuck inside the wall cavity of a pub.
Aww.
It's a story that happens a lot. They love to explore and then they get stuck in wall cavity.
I hope the pub, at the end of this, the pub is renamed the Cat in the Wall.
I should hope so.
It's a good pub name.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Bar staff raised the alarm to their local cats protection adoption centre in Belfast after hearing meowing coming from somewhere. A team member rushed to the vet, but was forced to call in emergency crews who had to remove a concrete block from the wall to free the four-week-old kitten.
Aww.
So small.
There's a baby kitten.
She was immediately rushed to the vet, who managed to nurse her back to full health. I've just gotten a spoiler of what the cat's name is, and...
Is it genius?
It's pretty solid.
All right.
Her thrilled rescuers wasted no time giving her a very apt name following her ordeal. Okay, for start, I've also just seen what the name of this pub is. It's Belfast Shamrock Sports and Social Club. It's a bit of a cliche, to be honest. Yeah. Rename your pub, guys. But they named the cat McCavity. It's pretty good.
All right, yeah, it's I'll
a
give
cat,
that.
It's a cat name.
It's a cat name.
From cats.
And it's a pun.
It's a cavity. Yeah. That's pretty solid.
It's his cavity now. That's where he lives.
It's I wonder how you pronounce McCavity with a Northern Irish accent. McCavity. All right. She's the latest cat to feature in the new Purina in Society campaign to support pet adoptions across the country. She's already a celeb. She's milking
famous.
It. Yeah. God, she doesn't need everyone, this profile.
Everyone wants their 15 minutes, including cats.
Honestly, I'm turning against McCavity very quickly.
I just hope that she's not a milkshake duck.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't come out that she's like embezzling money or something.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, McCavity's just like caught, like this cat caught on tape saying just like horrible things about dogs. Things like, yeah, I hope all dogs get fleas, you know, just like get paralysis ticks on dogs. That's a good thing if you ask me.
Oh, McCavity.
Oh, it's so unfortunate that you said that, McCavity. Oh, I'm afraid you're cancelled. Belfast Adoption Centre manager Belle Livingston said, "Sadly, abandoned kittens like McCavity are an all too familiar sight for us, and we would urge owners to get their pet cats neutered as they are such prolific breeders. Just one unneutered cat can produce up to 18 offspring in a year, so neutering will help to prevent more unwanted kittens like this in the future." I want you, McCavity. Don't say unwanted. Yeah.
She's wanted. She's just so not wanted. Known about.
Oh, yeah. So, well, yeah.
I grew up on a farm and all except one of the cats that we had were found in situations like McCavity. One that we called Shadow, that was like a grey and white striped cat. She was the most vicious cat in the. She was always happy, but she had no idea about how sharp her claws were because we found her when she was very little. And we had to bottle feed her, and so she never had another cat to kind of teach her how cats can hurt sometimes.
Yeah, right.
We found her in her mother had dropped her in like an old can, I guess, that had something in it, and it was all rusty. And so we thought she was orange, but then we gave her a bath and she was grey.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that, like, because our neighbors were not the most, I'm going to say, diligent cat owners. Maybe I've shared this story before, but they had a greenhouse out the back of their house, a couple of hectares away from us, I should say. But there was a period of about 5 years where they just had some cats that just kept breeding, and the greenhouse was just a cat utopia. And of course, we were on a cane farm, so there were lots of things for them to eat that weren't necessarily coming from cat food. So every now and then we would find a little kitten just left in our barn.
That's both very cute and kind of sad and unpleasant.
It's very sad, but we got kittens out of it and they were all lovely kittens.
And now you are occasional fill-in host for the Cat Podcast.
Cat Podcast!
How far you've come.
And now I get to shame them for being bad cat owners.
Mm.
Yeah. So they cleaned up their act a little bit. So I don't know what was going on there. But now I have stories.
Story time with Unky Zane.
I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that, but okay.
Auntie Zane.
A little bit better. That's a little bit better.
All right.
I want to tell you the story about the writing of the book, The Cat in the Hat.
I've heard of that.
You did. We mentioned it last week. The Cat in the Hat is a children's book written and illustrated by Theodore Giesel, under his pen name Dr. Zeus, of course, published in 1957. And, of course, it's about a cat that wears a red and white striped hat and a red bow tie. And he shows up to a house of Sally and her brother on a rainy day when mother is away. And despite the children who only want to do good things and, well, the fish mainly wants to do the good things, the kids are kind of on board, pulls a few tricks and messes up the whole house. So the book was created in response to a debate in the United States about literacy in early childhood and the ineffectiveness of traditional primers such as Dick and Jane. And Giesel was asked to write a more entertaining primer by William Spaulding, whom he had met during World War II. Now, because he was already under contract with Random House, they split the deal and a few restrictions were placed on Giesel, and he had to choose a book. He had to choose certain words to use in his book, and he didn't. He was quite restricted in that. So he decided to write a book based on the first two words he could find that were rhyming.
Cat and hat?
Cat and hat.
Got it. Nailed it.
That's right. The book was immediately successful. Everyone loved it. And like it's still, it sold well over a million copies and it's still sold to this day. Cat in the Hat is probably Dr. Seuss's most famous or at least most popular book.
Very possible, yeah.
And I always had a problem with a cat in the hat being a cat. Because a cat in the hat doesn't act like a cat. He's definitely more of a dog.
I guess I can see that, yeah.
Dogs making mischief, having fun. Cats aren't so much about making mischief and having fun.
I mean, they definitely are, but not in the quite the same way as the cat in the hat. You know, I
feel knocking things over, making messes. I guess cats do like to knock things over.
Yeah, they do love to, but like there's definitely a kind of a, I don't know if you'd call it malice of forethought, but it's definitely it's definitely more a sense of they know it's wrong and don't care. Whereas a dog is more just like, oh, that fell over while I was playing. Whoops. And I didn't mean to do it. Oh dear.
Yeah, cats kind of do it on purpose, I guess.
Cats kind of suck, you guys.
No, how dare you? So of course it's been made into a movie, but we don't need to talk about that. There is a sequel called The Cat in the Hat Comes Back, and he appears in the musical, Seussical. He is the narrator in that one as well. So, yeah, Cat in the Hat. He is a great character. I do enjoy Cat in the Hat. I just don't like the fact that he's a cat.
Yeah, sure, yeah. I suppose, yeah, he's... Yeah, it's probably his most famous book, with the possible exception being like The Grinch at this point.
Yeah. Grinch is definitely adapted more, but this is definitely the most commercially and critically acclaimed one.
I mean, yeah, the film version, which you know, we just said we wouldn't talk about, but like is definitely kind of like memeified and kind of is very popular with the irony poisoned youth at this point.
Yes, those youth so irony poisoned.
Yeah, just like it's bad and that's why it's popular now. It's just kind of, it's baffling that it exists.
Well,
I believe that it is truly despised by the estate of Dr. Seuss as well.
Yeah,
it's like it led to further like restrictions being put on how the rights would be like given out.
Yeah,
because they were just like, because I think his wife was just like, never again. I will never allow you to do this to my husband's work again.
It was unfortunately, it was commercially successful, marginally. It made its profit back and then some. But yeah, so that's the cat in the hat.
That's the cat in the hat.
The cat in the hat. The
very next day, cat came back. All right, next up we have our Insta Cat of the Week.
Insta Cat of the Week.
Insta Cat of the Week. Insta Cat of the Week is Lily, the Rorschach cat. if you know what the meaning of the name Rorschach implies, you're probably already picturing what Lily looks like. Lily is a white cat with black smudges all over her face, like kind of almost symmetrical sort of smudges, similar to
An
ink blot test or a Rorschach test, which is the test where the person administering the test shows you some, possibly randomized or possibly not ink blots on a piece of paper, and you are asked to say what the first thing that pops in your head, what that looks like to you, like, or what it inspires.
Shape association,
in you.
I guess.
Just like, do you see a cloud or do you see a cat?
Or a butterfly? Or
something horrible.
A sword fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mostly see butterflies because of the patterns.
Yeah, because they're usually symmetrical. Yeah.
But a lily has really odd colouring because she does have the blots on her face, one little spot on one of her shoulders, and then a grey tail.
The tips of her ears as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
are also black. But yeah, she's a... She's an odd-looking cat. She's also quite cross-eyed, which is just like adds to the very cute sort of
In her first photo, her eyes kind of look like continuations of her markings.
Yeah, exactly. She's a very cute and strange looking cat, and I'm happy to have found her.
Now I'm
Rorschach cat.
She has a cat friend, yeah. But I can't find the cat friend's name.
That's a shame. Oh wait, Jezebel.
Jezebel.
Calico sister Jezebel.
Oh.
Apparently Lily is 7 years old, so she's a grown up girl.
Yeah.
Very cute.
She is adorable.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I just love that such specific coloration. I mean, her tail is black as well. Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's black. I think she's blue. I think she has blue spots.
Well, yes, I suppose so.
But it's hard to tell in some of these photos.
Yeah, especially with the filters on some of them. Yeah, it's a very cute cat. Big fan.
Yeah, go check out Lily. Lily the Rorschach cat.
Yeah, I mean, go
and
check.
And then do some Rorschach tests and see if you are obsessed with butterflies or sword fights.
Yeah, I don't think that there's much like psychological
implication. Very Freudian.
Yeah, behind a Rorschach test at this point. But yeah, that's the Instacat of the week. Zane. All right.
I have a best friend's feline cat of the week. Now, this is an adult cat. She was born in 2016 and her name is Tyra. She's a domestic short hair and she loves to be cuddled and fussed over. She's a princess who loves nothing more than to be picked up and cuddled and smooched, and she will follow you around asking for that exact treatment. She's a little shy at first with other cats, but she's totally fine with the cats in her house. She hasn't been tested with dogs, but she's great with older kids. Now, she's a little shy around strangers, but once she gets to know you, she really comes out of her shell, and that's when she starts begging for cuddles. She loves to be fussed over and snuggled and will follow you around the house. She loves nothing more than snuggling up with you in bed and will lovingly nuzzle you when she wants your attention. That is the best cat behavior, in my opinion. Is when they just come up to you and like lean into you and say, love me now, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Neither Calvin nor Teapot are like that. Calvin mostly ignores you and Teapot is much more needy about it. It's not like a love me now, please. Just like,
you are loving me now.
Where's your lap? Give me the lap now. Just like weirdly, like if there's something sitting in my lap, like a cup of coffee or a beer or something, I've got like a doona over my lap. Just like, the hell is lap? Like nudging at me. It's just like, stepping all over me. It's like,
fix this situation.
Yeah, he's a bit of a weird cat because he's definitely just like, a lot of his behavior is a very obvious chemical reaction happening in his brain. This will give me endorphins, sort of thing. Like, you know how you get that weird vibe when a cat's like making biscuits on you, sort of thing. It's just like you're getting like a pure pleasure center in your brain is lighting up right now. You can see that happening with him a lot.
Nyx has just learned how to ask for pats. So right now I have a chair beside me that Nyx will sometimes come up and sit on, and she's just every now and then will either lean up against my elbow when I'm doing something on the computer, or she will put both hands and climb up on my shoulder and try to get on me that way.
That's very cute. Calvin has very specific sort of like, I'm sitting at the breakfast table and he comes up, jumps up on the chair, meows at me, jumps up on the counter, lies down, and now it is scratching time. And that lasts for a while, but that's like one of the only times he'll be like, okay, we're hanging out now.
Aww.
He's a very specific sort of cat, and it's just like, yeah, you can see that I'm the one who raised him. There's a lot of me in that cat and a lot of Teapot's mum in Teapot.
So her eyes are very green.
Back to Tyra.
Tyra. Her eyes are very green and she is there to melt your heart. She is an adult cat, but she's still a kitten at heart. She loves playing pounce and catch. So she's born in care and has been waiting a very long time for someone special to love her. Now, best friends felines have a lot of these cats that they've raised up from kittens and they just haven't found their forever home. So when I adopted Nyx, I specifically asked for a cat that they haven't been able to adopt out, one that was okay with strangers, and I got Nyx, and I've never looked back. So that's what I'm going to do again.
How old is Nyx?
She's just over two now.
That's right, because she's a little runty girl, so it's hard to tell.
She's a little cat. That's what definitely going to go for an adult cat again, because it's so sad when you have these cats that, you know, she's a lovely girl who loves to be fussed over, but she doesn't have a forever home.
Mm.
And she deserves a forever home.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it. That's our Best Friends Feline Cat of the Week. If you want to go to support them, just go to bestfriendsfelines.com. The links will be in the show notes as well. They accept donations. And if you want to have a look at Tyra or any of the other cats that they have so many cats and they're all lovely. Go and check them out.
Yay. That's the show for this week.
You can find us on social media, on Instagram, on Twitter, if you are that way inclined, on Facebook, or you can find us online at thatsnotcanon.com/everybodywantsabigcat.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next week, or we won't.
Bye.
Bork, bork, hello.
Bork, bork, hi.
You know what you need to be doing? You need to be listening to the Floof and Popper podcast.
I'm Mel.
I'm Taylor. And we're going to talk about all things dogs.
Dog stories. Dog breeds.
Dog tips and tricks.
Dog puns.
Dog jokes.
Dog everything.
Out if you're not listening. Hit us up at the Floof and Popper podcast wherever you get your podcast.
Tune in.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.